Hello, it's Jacqueline, always a privilege to share empowering moments with you, reminding you of who you are and what you desire. Permission granted. So I'm curious, what is it that you're planning for today, this week, this weekend? Are you planning for anticipation, excitement, for things to go favorably for you? Or are you planning for dread, anxiety, and escape? You get to choose. We are always planning for something. We are planning for something with the way we are thinking. What have you been thinking lately? Are you on the side of abundance or lack? All that you are or all that you're not? All that you have or all that is absence? Remember, you cannot get what you want. Plan for a great day by looking at everything and everyone that's wrong and all that you don't have. You cannot get what you want today noticing the absence of it. That is a very profound statement. We always get what we're looking for. What are you looking for today, this week, this weekend? What are you planning for today, this week, this weekend? Does it serve you? Why would you plan for something? It is what it is. Why? Because that's the way it's been? Why be right about something so wrong if it does not serve you? Planning for what it is you're wanting sets you up to win. It has you looking for that which you want. And here's what I'll let you know. We always get what we really, 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 really want. We always get what we really, 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 really don't want. Why? Because we're looking for it. So which side of the thought will you be on today? If you want to know your future, look to your thinking now. If you want to know what's going to happen tonight, this day, this weekend, this upcoming week, then look to your thinking right here, right now. Does it serve you? Is it aligned with that which you are and that which you want? If not, get there and get to good quickly. That is the place for each of us to play. When we're always planning for something, what if today were one of the greatest days of your life? What if? What if this week were one of the greatest weeks of your life? What if this weekend could be one of the greatest, most amazing, epic weekends of your life? Would you be up for it? Would you look forward to it? Would you expect more from yourself, not from others? Remember, everybody is off the hook of your empowerment, and that is good to know. And you too are off the hook of others' empowerment. So you can go ahead and exhale. And the only person that we're interested in is you. Am I showing up as the person who's planning for that which I want? Is my thinking aligned with that which I want? Or am I saying it, but I'm feeling something else? Planning for that which you're wanting, you're going to think big. Thoughts matter. You matter. Mind over matter. When we think that which we're wanting, when we plan more for the side of success, when we plan more for anticipation, when we plan for life to go favorably, when we plan that life is rigged in our favor, guess what happens? Well then, opportunities, experiences, people show up in your world that are a match, that are aligned with that which you desire. Oh, Jacqueline, it can't be that easy. It has to be blood, sweat, and tears, struggle, a lot of heartache, does it? Perhaps, if that's the way you want to write it. But what if today we were to let that go and we're to be wide-eyed, eager, powerful, focused, visionary, mission, looking for that which we wanted, that we were going to create our own reality, be deliberate, be intentional to declare in advance that today, this week, and this weekend, we're going to be one of the best ever. And we're not limiting it just to that, because we know the better you get, the better you get. I know if all we did today was put our antennas up and look for that which we were wanting, you would find it. You know that's true. I also know if you want to put your antennas up and continue to tell the story about why you can't have it quite yet, you can be true about that as well. But I'd rather rendezvous with those of us who are living big and dreaming big and thinking big, because remember, you are doing the thinking anyway. You have over 70,000 plus thoughts in one day alone. We are not here to monitor those. It would drive us all crazy. What we're here to do is get mindful. Does this thought get me closer to where I want to be? Does this thought allow for me to be a match to my desires? Am I being a match to my desires with the way I am thinking right now? Because thoughts do matter. Thoughts create matter. And more importantly, you matter. So knowing that we're planning for that which we're wanting and we're expecting not from anyone else, but perhaps we expect more from ourselves. We start to tell a better version of the way we want today, this week, and this weekend to go. We start to let that be the place that resides within us, that natural state of well-being. And I want to remind you, you are with the most influential person all day and night today, and that person is you. Are you uplifting, empowering, allowing yourself to show up so powerfully? Are you redirecting in those moments where you're not? I call them the three R's. It's important, it's a way to integrate wherever you are to have VIP access to the best version of you, along with mindful moments as you're always checking in. Does this thought serve me? Do I feel good? Our answers are tight and light. I want you speaking so powerfully to yourself. The quicker and more powerful we speak to ourselves, the quicker we can have access to the best version of ourselves. And I just think to myself, what could we possibly be waiting for? Why would you wait for anything but the best version of you and the best version of your life today? It's available right here. So the three R's to remind yourself often and always of just who you are, because I remind you that when you know who you are, you show up as him or her. That's not a bad gig. The other one is to reinforce, to catch yourself showing up powerfully, to catch yourself noticing and looking for that which you want, and take a moment to pause, to breathe it in, to say thank you. Because again, thankfulness, gratitude, appreciation is the ultimate state of receivership. Why are we on this journey anyway? To get it done? I hope not. To enjoy it? How can you have happily ever after if you don't allow for some appreciative, thankful, grateful moments right here, right now? That's what leads to the next moment. And we're not in a hurry. Enjoy it, soak it up, savor it. And the last R is to redirect, because I promise you, to be in alignment, to be empowered does not mean the absence of contrast, does not mean that you have imperfect moments, and I hope you do because that's when you grow. It doesn't mean that you have unwanted. It means that that's going to be part of it. Otherwise, it would be too small for anyone listening to me. It would be too boring as well. But when you do have those contrasting moments that you don't compromise, if you do get off, when I have unbecoming moments, I notice I'm Jacqueline in that moment. And rather than linger, stay there, commiserate, and have powwows about it, I take notice and I allow myself to shift quickly. I give myself permission to say, get back to Jacqueline. And that's what redirecting. So there are three R's. They're always, and they're just circulating always in your life, to remind, to reinforce, and redirect. And as you do this today, and you plan for that which you're wanting, and you're wide-eyed, eager, knowing that the only thing that can come to you is a match, and as life unfolds today, as you experience this journey today, tonight, and into your week and weekend, know that there is nothing wrong. You can't get it off. You can't get it wrong. If you find you're off, just get back on. If you find you're on, take notice. This is what life's about. Planning for that which we're wanting, knowing that it's on its way, how good would it feel to exhale right now knowing life, all is truly well in your world, and that everyone and everything is orchestrated on your behalf, that all the power resides within you, that right here together collectively, we are going to do this one thing, which is to remind ourselves of who we are and plan for that which we're wanting. That is that one thing our future self will thank us for. And as we live fully today, knowing that today can be and is, and what if it were one of the best days, the most epic days of your life, who would you be? What would you think? And what would you plan for? And how good would it feel to take notice and celebrate? This is where you get to play. You're thinking anyway, so you may as well think big. You're looking for something anyway, you may as well look for that which you're wanting. You're going to be noticing life as it unfolds today, as you experience life. Empowerment is experience. Take notice, pinch yourself, do virtual backflips, celebrate, and know that this life of yours was designed and deliberate by you. No coincidence that you are creating the VIP best version of you. Welcome to the day today. Permission granted.